Parliament approves amendments to the Proceeds of Crime Act, and government removes GCT on agricultural inputs. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The House of Representatives on Tuesday, November 8, approved amendments to the Proceeds of Crime Act, POCA, to correct a referencing error in the legislation. The bill was amended to facilitate the substitution of the words Commissioner of Lands for Commissioner of Land Valuations and will give the Commissioner of Lands the power to take all necessary action for the state to have ownership of seized property. In piloting the bill, Minister of National Security Robert Montague said the Act established the Asset Recovery Agency, which is the Financial Investigations Division, FID. The FID was established by the Financial Investigations Act to probe financial crimes and connected matters by managing, safeguarding, maintaining, and controlling any property seized or restrained under its governing legislation, as well as those seized, restrained, or forfeited under any other enactment in connection with the proceeds related to financial crimes.
It is important to note that the FID has extensive powers under the Proceeds of Crime Act. The FID ARA under POCA has the power to secure the detention, custody, or preservation of any property vested in it by a recovery order pursuant to civil proceedings.
Minister Montague notes that in the case of property other than money, the FID is empowered to realize the value of the property for the benefit of the FID. He adds that where property is the subject of a recovery order and includes real property, the order will vest the real property in the Crown. Section 9, subsection 3C of the Act addresses the status of real property once a court makes a forfeiture order at a conviction.
The property will vest absolutely in the Crown by the virtue of the order. This also applies when a foreign confiscation order in relation to real property is registered in Jamaica.
Minister Montague adds that Section 9, subsection 3C of the Act gives the Commissioner of Land Valuation the power on behalf of the Crown to do so or authorize the doing of anything necessary to obtain the registration of the Crown as owner. This, however, is an error of the law, as the appropriate person or entity to exercise these powers is the Commissioner of Lands pursuant to Section 4(2) of the Crown Property Vesting Act.
The aforementioned error poses legislative difficulty when utilizing the said subsection to have such property registered in the name of the Crown.
Minister Montague says this hampers the efforts of the FID, as there are several applications currently before the court for forfeiture of assets post-conviction.
The amendment to Section 9(3)(c) of the Proceeds of Crime Act, if approved, would allow for the naming of the correct person or entity, that is to say the Commissioner of Lands, so that the powers vested in the said Commissioner under the Crown Property Vesting Act can be exercised.
POCA was passed by Parliament in 2007 to replace the Money Laundering Act and provides for the investigation, identification, and recovery of the proceeds of crime and connected matters. And Cabinet has decided to remove the General Consumption Tax, GCT, on a list of agricultural inputs. This announcement was made by Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Some of the agricultural inputs include semi-trailers, chain wire fencing, cooling and storage tanks, multipurpose fish feeding machines, artificial insemination equipment, laboratory equipment, medicaments and supplements. Mr. Samuda says the amendments seek to ensure that farmers have access to modern equipment and inputs.
The current list of zero-rated items for this sector is too limited. Our vision for agriculture is bigger, and we must empower our farmers to enter the modern era.
The minister further informs that Cabinet considered measures in manufacturing and agreed to remove the rate of special consumption tax payable on alcohol used in the manufacturing process.
This is consistent with our pro-growth strategy as we attempt to attract investment in the two most important economic areas of our country, the manufacturing and the agricultural sectors.
The revenue to be given up is estimated at $4.2 billion per annum. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.